AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the craziest surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL Draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get 3 wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my
new series, Parrish.
My character, Gray Parrish, was a getaway driver.
I'm retired from life, you know that.
He's in a world over his head.
Tell me about this driver job.
And he's asked to start to figure things out.
I did what you told me to.
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC+.
Man, this shit crazy.
Oh, boy. Never eating that again. What's up with it?
Nigga, I'm big chilling just sitting here smoking, bro. They got this new fucking comic book, man. Black superhero, man. This nigga what? Called a homeless homeboy. This
the is, homeless homeboy?
This shit crazy, bro.
I got a lot of homeless homeboys. Well, they sleep with women, but
he fighting this nigga look like Lil Durk.
Oh, is that a dude?
I don't know. I think it is, though.
Crazy,
but that
bro.
Nigga got dread like Lil Durk.
Homeless homeboy.
That bro, this nigga right be in the hood having epic battles, man.
Word? Let me see. Let me see the other one. Not the one you read.
Nah, this is my new shit.
Let me see. Oh, man. Yeah, bro, he got a couple of people on here.
Bro, he be on YouTube and everything, man.
Hey, man, he got the... Oh.
You don't see a lot of black superheroes, bro.
No, you don't.
And everybody got a homeless homeboy.
The dude
homeboy.
On the front, is he black?
Yeah.
Word.
He had to make it look light-skinned so he could be accepted by everybody.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I got you.
Look at the diabolical niggas he fighting, bro.
Yeah,
this nigga fighting a drug dealer. A Puerto Rican drug dealer, dude.
He got CeeLo down here, he reckons. I don't know, CeeLo got
That's a white dude.
That's in the corner of the back.
Then
corner.
He got another nigga on here look like Young Dolph, too.
Yeah.
You see that?
Yeah. I was talking about my man over in the corner right there, though. This is crazy, bro. The homeless homeboy.
Yeah. They had $100,000 on his head, bro. The Puerto Rican dude trying to take him out of the game. Chico! Man, what the fuck is that?
What?
Oh, shit! He in this bitch, bro! Bro, this nigga that show, I told you this nigga be everywhere, bro.
Well, this nigga dressed like Candyman.
Man, I thought that nigga was the Mexican wrestler, man. This nigga got a shower curtain cake. You can't tell me this nigga ain't cold, bro. That nigga done took his mask off.
Yeah, it shows your identity and everything. The Puerto Rican look, man, he wasn't supposed to do that.
Nigga, where all this goddamn smoke come from?
He bought it with him. He bought the smoke because he wanted the smoke.
This
anybody.
Nigga took his mask off and put it in his
in a
bag.
Pouch.
He a real hero. Nigga wear Air Force Ones, nigga.
Laced all the way to the top.
And with the strap.
He look like he about to cut grass.
This case he might have to jump off a building or something.
Hey, yeah.
That's crazy, man.
Let me start it up. You know what I'm saying?
Man, what's that? How can I touch your cake, bro?
Man, don't touch that man cake, bro.
I got to touch. Oh, D.
Is it left?
No, it's rainproof, though. Hey, this don't get wet or nothing.
Hell no. The nigga rainproof.
Out there in the rain and everything. Oh, my man.
Hey, man, welcome to
to the trap, bro.
Man, listen. Man, we had to have you, man. We didn't even know. We were just, you know, enjoying the homeless homeboy, as you can see here. You know what I mean? And you done messed around and showed up in the well, it's the trap, but this is the black market, though. So, you know what I mean? This is where we highlight black excellence in the black market. And this right here is, you a black superhero, bro.
What's up, man? Yeah, I'm from Columbus, Georgia, man. You know what I'm saying? Just like everybody else wanted to be a rapper, man. I grew up wanting to be a rapper. But as I got older, man, I wanted to do something more beneficial. I always wanted to do something towards the homeless. So it kind of came in my mind, like, make a comic book. My first comic book, though, was like, it was called No Heroes in the South. It's basically about a dude, he smoked weed, get superpowers, you know what I'm saying? So y'all gonna like that. Goddamn, so,
This nigga done made a whole comic book about you, Lo.
Nigga, I'm flattered.
I brought a poster, too, man, so,
You see, we getting our superhero shit together, too. Y'all, y'all see you fucking with it.
Oh, yeah, shout out for y'all, man, hanging up the poster, man. You know what I'm saying? My artist from Nigeria did the art, man. Yourself, man, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to him. Now, like I was saying, started doing the comic book hustle. Jumped out, like, 2018. Just been going crazy. I used to sell CDs, so I just applied the same hustle. Like, you know, selling for $5, so I started selling these for $5. Started getting more value, building value. More people started, you know, coming towards me, you know, supporting me, cash shopping me, checking out the cartoon. And I just kept it going, man. I started inspiring other people. Like, other people that's not even doing nothing close to what I'm doing. Like,
right.
They see what I'm doing, they're like, man, if you can wear that, man, I know I can go start this shop that I, you know what I'm saying, thought was stupid, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Man, you got an outfit that's made out of leggings, nigga.
But that's what I love about the shit is just like, bro, you own your grind, but it's like you still humble enough to go out here and be like the
yourself.
Cosplay and all that shit,
yeah,
and
you know
yourself with it, and it ain't like no, you know what I'm saying, you ain't doing it for no cap-ass reason.
Right.
Like, nigga, it's authentic.
Where does that come from? What is that ability to be able to be you in a world full of everybody who's trying to be like everybody else?
Well, really, just being all the way confident, you know, I wasn't always a confident person. So, like, back in the day, when I was rapping, that was really my go-to. So, like, as I got older, you know, just really watching my friends, you know, we used to always say, like, hey, we're going to do a skit. So I just started writing stories. I turned around, I had 16 chapters to No Heroes in the South. So when I put that out, a guy in Venezuela, he was white, a white guy in Venezuela, he bought it. You know, he looked at it, he gave me his honest opinion, man. Like, I can't get with this, man. Like, it's kind of offensive, you know, the language, the N-word, blah, blah, blah. So I had to go back to the drawing board. And that's when I came up with Homeless Homeboy. And with that, like how I met you guys, you know, I jump out, I try to do stuff to help the community. We feed the homeless. And right now, we're trying to do something more innovative. Like, we're putting refrigerators outside of businesses that allow it, you know, that support us. And we're going to keep, you know what I'm saying, that field up. We're going to, you know, have people that's participating, you know, keep it clean, you know, keep the area clean or whatever. So we reaching out to people, you know, in the city that's willing to help us with that. Everybody said they want to be a part of something, so there y'all go. You know what
man,
I'm saying?
All
the way, man. And I ain't even realize you the homeless homeboy, so we got to be like the one-bedroom buddies or something like that. Because we, you know what I mean, the homeless homeboy. Because, you know, you see he up top, so we like, you know, he sending us in
boy,
first.
Boy, look like you about to hit a nigga with a mean
yeah,
sissy punch.
Boom! And you coming from under the bottom with your stop. That's like,
that's an uppercut, nigga. Yeah, your shit the one cocked to the side. Fuck you.
Stop.
Well, when you hit a nigga, you gonna be like, bitch.
They ain't even gonna get to the homeless homeboy. Bitch, stop.
Hey, man, you got some dope visuals, though, man. Tell me a little bit more about how you made this physical, in the physical world. How did you bring this to life like this?
Basically, step by step, really. I got some guys in Nigeria. Yousef, my man.
They create your storyboards and everything?
Yeah, they do all the artwork. I draw up the story. I mean, I write up the story, send it to them. They do all the artwork. And send it back to me in digital pages. That's when I send it to my guy in New York. He print it up in books and ship it back to me. And I get out here and distribute it, you know what I'm saying, myself. I got a little small team that I'm trying to build. I got my man Ray, you know what I'm saying? Y'all might see him out with the book. So we expanding slowly but surely, man. Shout out to Nia. She actually part of y'all cast or whatever. She's going to be playing Danix, the girl right here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? She getting her costume together, man. So I'm going to have a whole little super friends out here, man.
Yeah. Oh, paint.
No.
Hell yeah.
You already know. You tripping if you think we ain't going to get us leggings and make some of them 85 South suits. You crazy. But, like, with you helping the community and everything, like, do you get your you know, your satisfaction? Like, what's the most satisfying part of what you do?
When I can, when I don't have much to give, but the little I can give or help somebody out, it changed the whole day. Like, man, I appreciate that, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, you didn't have to do that. But it wasn't much to me, but it was the world to them. So, like, seeing that and just really the impact, you know, when the child see me, they like...
The kids,
you
know, light up when they see you.
Yeah, you know, it's impossible for them not to.
I've seen them at the two-chain.
Yeah, all the way.
And,
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL Draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer, and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great-looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection, and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
Yeah, I just been getting out more. Shout out to Gucci Mane. I'm in his new video, Posse on Bold Crest. I just been really good making my, you know what I'm saying, my appearance, you know, shown, you know what I'm saying, getting out there more. Hard to miss. I'm 6'5 with a costume on, so,
Hell yeah.
Can't miss me.
Yeah, been to strip club with that shit?
Not yet.
Make sure we with you. I was just about to ask you, the women be getting at you with the costume on, nigga.
Yeah, but...
Because you are 6'5.
I'll give a fuck. Who that is? Save me, mister. What's his name? Wheelchair man? I got somewhere for you to stay. Save me. Wheelchair man, I want to play.
Yeah, man. You know, women try to shoot their shot, man, but I'm married, so you know what I'm saying? That's that. You know what
nigga,
I'm saying?
If the homeless homeboy can be married, you have no excuse. Where is she at? You know she be dressing up, too.
All the way. That y'all relationship is always going to be...
The homeless fun. Homeboy versus baby mama girl.
They ain't never seen each other in jeans. It's always costume.
Baby mama girl show up talking big shit. He thinks he's not getting the baby tonight. Oh, homeboy. Wait till you see this one.
Yeah, this is the child support strike. It's my new one.
If I could just get from the grips of the white man.
Right. Man, this is beautiful, though, man, because like you said, we tapped in with you earlier.
Homeless homeboy, you have one wish left. What do you want to wish? I wish a motherfucker would.
That gotta be at the end of every comic book, man. Just bleep out the motherfucker and just put your hand like this. But like when we saw what you was doing, it was so, you know, because what we do, we stand on being individuals proudly. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is who we are, and we put it out to the world and let them see, like, these are the people that we are. So we know how tough it is to do that. And for you to be, like you said, a 6'5 black man in a costume out there, not just doing it for attention, but doing it to help people. You know what I mean? That's something we had to tap in with, man, because that is beyond salutable, brother. We salute you tremendously for that.
And look, man, whatever you need from the Trap 85 South Show, man, to push this to the next level. I mean, we in here, we laughing and playing, but, bro, you really got a dope product right here. You know what I'm saying?
It's put,
together well. You get what I'm saying?
Little black kids, they get to see comic book characters that look like them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then you
representation
fuck around and show
up
for real. And that's the thing, like, you know, Spider-Man and Superman and all them people are cool, but, I mean, you gonna come and they gonna be able to identify because you understand where they come from, and you gonna be able to, they gonna ask you questions and you gonna have real answers that's gonna resonate with them, man. And that's, it's priceless, brother. You're a special brother, man.
Yeah, where can they order and, online and stuff like that?
Well, y'all can order straight from my website, holdthatdownbruh.com, B-R-U-H. Everything is spelled correctly. You can go to my Instagram.
YouTube. What's the YouTube?
YouTube, Homeless Homeboy. I got a little 1 minute intro. I did a little music to it and everything. I got a guy in India. He did the animation for it. Animation is expensive, man. So.
It's fuck. And it take a long time.
Oh, yeah. And it take a very long time. It took him like a month just to do that. But it's definitely worth it. You know what I'm saying? Part of my portfolio. Another big thing, too, like my main whole ordeal with getting the costume, you know what I'm saying? I wanted to push my character to the next level, bring it to life, you know what I'm saying? The whole surreal experience when you see the book and you see the character. I started off, I wanted to get somebody else to do it because I was out of shape or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Then I was like, you know what? I'm going to just buckle down, get my health, you know what I'm saying, health right while I'm doing this, too. Then kill two birds with one stone. I lost, like, over 40 pounds.
That's what's up, G.
Congratulations. And all y'all superhero people out there, all y'all that make all them costumes, white people be walking up and down the street with, going nowhere. Hey, man, this is somebody that's really doing something real serious. If you want to donate something, you want to give something that's going to really put something back into the community, man, this is where you need to be looking right here.
Hell yeah. Keep doing your thing, bro, and be safe out here for real, man. And
another thing, man, you know, we all need stress relievers, man. We got these free fit camps, you know what I'm saying? Like I was saying, my trainer. He actually a superhero too, Fit Phantom. Y'all go look him up.
The Shirai, Fit, you know, Phantom.
Fit Phantom.
And he got the costume and everything, man. We out here doing the whole ordeal, man. So y'all.
He man, said, Cass said name the whole crew.
Derrick J, the writer, he got the one on the back where he dressed regular like he going to a hookah lounge. That's where he dressed right regular. But then, you know what I mean, he turned into the homeless homeboy. We already hip, man.
No, hold up. Cat wanted to run the crew down. We got the Fit Phantom.
So I got the Fit Phantom. I got Nez Danix, and me right now is homeless homeboy. The characters in the book, you know, y'all gonna love this. So we got homeless homeboy, that's Terrence. We got Black Trash. He basically
Black Trash. That's him, right? Hold on.
No, it's the ball, dude.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Yeah, Black Trash.
He basically, if you can think of Magneto, he basically got that power, but for garbage.
Trash.
So you ever see that?
That's the one that's in the corner with the bottles and shit. Oh, nigga.
Syringe.
Could you imagine you can get into a fight with one of these? A whole bunch of trash just lift up. Do you still want a no deal? Nah, nigga. I ate that yesterday, bro. I'm straight. Keep going, bro.
Then you got Paymaster. That's the dude with the... Y'all said he was Puerto Rican. He just light-skinned, you know what I'm saying? You know, that's a hard thing in the art world to get the complexion right with some of us, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm still trying. Well,
I figured his dad was Spanish or something.
Paymaster, basically.
Paymaster.
He be tricking.
That. And he basically, like, if you think of Kingpin, he got the whole city in his pocket, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details.
Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL Draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family, like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
You know, Dan, you got Drunken Assassin right here.
Drunken Assassin.
That's the one that look like Lil Durk.
That's the one that look like Lil Durk, okay. Then, you know, all his weapons got something to do with liquor and alcohol, you know what I'm saying? Poison sword, leak out poisonous alcohol or whatever, you know what
I'm
saying?
This nigga here. Yeah.
Then you got the Swindler, you know what I'm saying? The guy y'all say look like Young Dolph. He basically a master pickpocket, you know what I'm saying? I know everybody know a pickpocket or whatever. So
yeah.
That's him. Then you got the Dose Sliders. They basically some young dudes trying
that's
to
still in there.
Dose Sliders. But ain't none of them fucking with the homeless homeboy.
Nah.
At all.
They ain't messing with him, man. So, you know.
Man, this is so dope, man. Y'all support this brother right here, man. Get your kids some good stuff to read, man. Get them off their internet, man, and put one of these in front of them, man, and see how much it motivates them. This is
hey,
dope,
man,
right
I'm
here.
Fucking around. You know, we got a whole fucking media coming. We might have to do a ghetto movie right quick and do,
yeah.
Do get the homeless homeboy.
Yeah.
Special effect. I've been taking martial arts too, so hey, I'm coming with the moves too.
Nah, man. The special effects gonna be done on iMovie.
That's good too.
It's gonna be so low budget.
It's gonna be a classic. It's gonna be a classic.
I'm not promising you the Matrix. I could do The Last Dragon at best.
Yeah, hey, that's my favorite movie. We can do it. You know what I mean? That's going to be the hit right there.
Nigga.
And we beat Boy, the one-bedroom buddies.
J-O-N can already, he could play that nigga right there.
Yeah, J-O-N definitely look like the paymaster.
Joe, you laughing. You the garbage, nigga.
Yeah. That black trash, bro. Nah, Cat
Man,
Black
Cat
trash.
Cat gotta be Black Trash. Cat, he got the shorts already.
The shorts. Trash and start flying on the shorts, nigga.
Lift his leg up.
Chicken bones and shit come out. Bah, bah, bah.
Oh, I need some no. Garbage.
Man. Hey, man, this is dope, man. This is the funniest shit ever, bro. You understand? We see Cat as the goddamn black trash, bro. And that's why they look at you like that in the back. Y'all didn't see in the back before we started. And then Cat walked up over like, what's up with you, bro? How you doing?
Shit.
We're good. You straight? All right. Cat had a whole Domino's box in his back pocket. They smacked this nigga, Black Trash.
Man, I don't know. It was funny, man. I actually got the pitch for Cartoon Network one time. And, Adult Swim. And then when I got the Black Trash, I think that was pretty much a wrap. They were like, I appreciate you for calling, man, but we're gonna pass, you know what I'm saying?
Man, they gonna play.
Somebody gonna love it, though, you know what I'm saying?
On black trash, man.
Chico, we gotta do it. The budget's $7,000.
That's it.
That's all we got.
That's all we need.
That's all we got.
That's all we need.
Yeah.
We don't need no more. Seven G's.
Make
it classic. Yeah. She gonna look like it got shot on a Motorola Razor, but it's gonna be fire.
Nigga, we gonna shoot some of it on the Motorola Razor. That's gonna be the footage we use. It's gonna be from 2001.
Right. We gotta show how black trash became black trash.
All the we just gonna rent them little Uber scooters for all the motion shots.
Yeah.
We gonna put Tahir on one of them motherfuckers. Have Joe scooting in there. Nigga, how the fuck y'all get in a circle in that bitch?
Had that nigga Thad on foot just running.
We gonna go to the pawn shop and buy all the GoPros, man.
Right.
$600 worth of GoPros.
That's it. Just attaching them.
Gonna
shit.
Duct tape them bitches on a wall. It's just like on a poster. Just hold them hoes up. All kind of dumb ass shit.
Man, listen.
We gonna go
we
buy.
We showed the way that black trash became black trash, though. That's gonna be the problem.
That's a whole nother movie. Oh,
that's a dead. Yeah, like the creation.
But the budget for that one ain't but $5,000.
$500. It's trash. Trash free. Easy will be to collect some trash, man. We're
gonna spend the bulk of the money on his parents. We're gonna have to pay them people.
Yeah.
They ain't gonna get it.
Hey, man. This is dope right here, man.
His brother, Young Garbage.
Young Garbage. He got a motherfucking assistant called What's That Smell?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, what's that smell?
Guess what his father's name is?
What?
Stankin' Frank.
Funky Felicia and Stankin' Frank. They left that nigga, damn, man. That just made me think left that nigga in the trash can like Brenda.
Hell yeah.
She thought it was over.
Only nigga allergic to antibiotics.
I did my own rendition on Captain Sah. Y'all know the S-A-H, Captain Saver, you know what I'm saying? For copyright purposes, I ain't gonna say the whole word, but I did my own, you know what I'm saying? That's him right here. Basically, he got...
Look how that nigga standing, bro.
You already
look
know
how Captain say.
He can hear...
Look how he stand. He look like he ain't gonna say...
He can sense a woman's tears from miles away. You know what I'm saying? He jumping into action.
Who is this? Pussy-ass nigga.
That's Captain Sabo.
Look at
that was him. I was like, oh, he got him and Captain Pussy-ass nigga.
Oh, man.
Look, man, I'm not finna be in here with y'all all night. Man,
I know, man.
Hey, homeless homeboy, you know where the trap at, man. This is the black market. I'm out of here, bro. Y'all niggas is crazy, bro.
Hey, I love this, man.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the craziest surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL Draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take more control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection, and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.